listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm so excited to be with you today. This is Superpower Mamas that you're listening to, and I'm Laura Greco, your host. Today, we have a very special guest. I'm so excited about this show. Her name is Neva Lee Rekla. She is an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, and she's an inspiration. She is on a mission to inspire 1 million kids to do business and encourage adults to support them. She says, even if kids don't want to do a business, if they know they can, and they'll believe that they can do anything. Her motto is, we all have superpowers and we can change the world. At the age of 2, she asked her parents for her first business cards, and she hasn't looked back since. From her veteran philanthropy, she spreads light, love, and pixie dust to hosting her Superpower Kids podcast. She delights and impacts the world one connection at a time. So welcome, Neva. We're so excited to have you. Are you there, honey? We're having a little trouble with our show breaking up.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, honey? Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on.
Yeah. I hope you heard some of what I said. Seems like we're breaking up today. Yeah. Anyway, the last part that I didn't share was how old you are. How old are you, honey?
I am 9 years old.
You are 9. So you turn 9. Mm-hmm. How exciting. And such a big life you're living. So our show is called Rising Up to Live an Extraordinary Life. And Neva is certainly setting that example. So as always on our superpower shows, we always ask, what's your superpower? Would you like to share that with us today, Neva? Your superpowers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at connecting in a space, a certain frequency with people. So I can do that and connect with them in a way that they need to, and I need to. One of my other ones is I kind of feel like a sponge sometimes, so I can kind of absorb people's energy. And sometimes I enjoy being able to do that, because I'm learning how to, like, put a bubble around myself so I don't have to. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's a giant wave of energy and I feel like I'm getting sucked in. But those are some of my superpowers.
Very cool. Very cool. And so tell me, how do you use your superpowers to expand in the world and be that extraordinary life?
Well, I use them I can use them in business, in my learning. I enjoy using my superpowers for good. Like we say, it's superpower experts. So I enjoy being able to teach people. That's how I live my extraordinary life, is teaching people how to use their superpowers for good.
Very good. Well. Very nice. That's very
Thank
nice.
Thank you.
Now, you started when you were really quite young. So what was the spark, do you think? Do you know?
Well, when I was younger, I saw my parents had business cards.
Uh-huh.
And they were handing them out to people. Mm-hmm. And that really excited me. And so I said, Mom, Dad, I want my own business cards.
Mm-hmm.
The original answer was no. But then they said yes. Then we realized that we needed a business to go with those business cards. And so I started doing, a person brought us Italian glass bracelets and said I could sell them and keep the profits. Okay. And I sold them for $10 at CEO Space. It's the business conference we go to. That's where I learned to do business. But I did that, and then I enjoyed it. And so I kept on going from there.
Cool. That's really cool. Yeah. So then you sold your glass bracelets, right? And then eventually, I know when I met your mom on the phone, that was about the time you were starting your show.
And yeah.
You were around 7, right?
Yep, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So was that exciting? Was it scary? What was it?
Both. Because I said I wanted to start Superpower Kids. And my mom and I had a conversation that she doesn't want to coach kids.
Okay.
And I said, Mom, you wouldn't be the one coaching them. I would. And so we started that. And now I've been doing my podcast for 2 years. And I was originally nervous. It took some getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy it. I've had some really amazing conversations with people. And people have brought on their kids sometimes. And that's always fun. Yeah, I've been doing that. And I enjoy it a lot.
That's really cool. You know, it's very exciting to have you, Neva, on this show today. You know that it's Superpower Mamas, right? So I'm speaking mostly to moms. And I like to encourage moms to really be who they be, you know, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize their own superpowers and how impactful they are. So we're going to be taking a quick break in a minute. And I wanted to say that we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to talk about how your mom was able to assist you and what pieces of that really helped you, and then some of the things that you've been doing with your life, because you have some other interesting little components. You've been living such an extraordinary life, right? Already.
Yep.
Your little life. Yep. So, Neva, where can people find you?
You can go to NevaLeeRecla.com, NevaLeeRecla.com. That will bring you to all the stuff I've been doing.
Okay, great. And you have your podcast too, right?
Yep.
So
it will take you to there.
Great, perfect. Okay, so everyone, wait for us. We'll be right back. We have to go for our break. You've been listening to Superpower Mamas on the topic of rising up to live an extraordinary life with Neva Lee Recla. So we'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the Net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been speaking with Neva here at Superpower Mamas about living an extraordinary life. And Neva is our little 9-year-old who is making a big impact in the world today and plans to make an even bigger one as she progresses in her business and in her life. And I wanted to ask you, Neva, before we went on the break, we mentioned about your mom being such an encouragement to you and your dad also. But since this show is really addressing moms, I wanted to ask you about your mom's superpowers. I wanted to ask you about what superpower she has that's really helped you in your journey.
I would say she's confident. And so that always helps me when I'm nervous about something in my business or in my life. And she also doesn't let my little pieces, my ego pieces, talk. And because a lot of the times when I get nervous, I want them to speak. And I'm still learning how to control them. Mm-hmm. And she helps me control them and speaks to them for me, so it doesn't override what I'm doing in the world. But I would say those have helped me extraordinarily.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. I'm sure that her confidence is helps you feel secure as you move forward in your big life, right? That is great. So tell us more about some of the other things you've been doing, Neva. You have a, you've been helping out veterans. You want to talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah. So the business conference we go to, CEO Space, they do a veterans recognition every time you go. And so they have all the veterans stand in a line and they play video. And they have everyone go up and thank the veterans for their service. And my parents both walked up in the line when I was 5 or 6. I told them that I want to do something to give back. And so I started drawing pictures and writing poems for wounded warriors and vets. And I originally did a buy one, give one program so people could buy however many pictures they wanted to, and I would give them to a veteran. And I enjoyed doing that, but then we realized that I had a bunch of other things happening, and I didn't want to let that project go. So we turned it into a corporate sponsorship program. So businesses sponsor the pictures. And then on Veterans Day, my family and I go out and hand them out to wounded warriors and vets. And that's something we've done. And I enjoy doing that. And it always makes my day.
It always makes your day. I love that. I love that your parents have encouraged you to do things outside of, you know, your entrepreneur world, but you're also, you know, contributing in other ways. That's really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love that. You know, when moms, think about raising children, sometimes it's like in the home and doing things or making sure they have their scholastic, you know, their schooling and all that taken care of and their sports and so forth, but reaching out and doing things for others, it's really, it's different, isn't it?
And it's really fun.
Yeah, that's really great. Now, another thing that I noticed on your website is that you are sponsoring young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. So I have a goal to inspire 1 million entrepreneurs to do business and show them that they can do it and that it is possible. And like you said in the intro, even if they don't want to still to show them that it's a possibility and that it's something that they can do. I enjoy.
So it becomes a choice rather than.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you think?
Because I enjoy showing them that they can do it, but they don't have to.
Exactly. So it is a choice. But I love how you said in that introduction also, you know, that you feel that at least it opens the doors of possibility. Like you can do anything that you wish to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really great. So you've You've taken quite a step forward, because there is also something new coming up, right? Something you've been working on for some time. How long have you been working on your project?
About a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you're going to release that project in the form of a book, right?
Yep. It's my book called When Pigs Fly, The Parent's Guide to Inspire Your Young Entrepreneur. And I'm very excited for people to be able to read it. I think it's going to be fun for parents to read. It's a book for mostly parents, but adults who want to inspire kids to do business. And there's areas for kids to read as well.
Very cool. And why is it, do you think, I mean, from your perspective, what you know, why do you think it's important that young people know that they have the option to build a business?
I think it's showing them that they can do other things, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know it's something that I love doing. And so being able to show other kids they can do it as well is, I enjoy doing that, because it shows them that they can help change the world.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I feel like in many ways you are like a pioneer in this category. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I wondered about that, changing the world. That's part of your motto. So what do you see in the world that you would like to see changed?
I would like to see more kids being able to do certain things. So like more business conferences for kids, you know? Because I enjoy... Because most of the time at business conferences, I'm almost the only kid there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun being able to see other kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start like this class that parents can bring their kids to. And I'm going to have conversations with them about like showing them how to hand out business cards. And it would say, like, my big dream is. And so that's, and they would be able to, like, learn handshakes and stuff and all the things you do in business. And I think that would be fun, because it's like a networking thing for kids.
Networking. Awesome. Yeah, that's really great. That's really great. Learning those techniques, you know, I know even growing up myself, or when my children were growing up, those are the kinds of things that are not taught in school. So if it's not happening at home, it's just not happening. There was no real focus on that.
Because you don't know about it unless you've seen it. So when kids are doing things, you know that they've learned it, you know?
Right. Right.
And it's something that they grow up with, and I want to be able to, like, show them new possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm showing kids how to do business and stuff.
Right.
And they're going to show me how to be a kid, because that's what I'm still learning. Uh-huh. So I've like, done my life backwards for the past 9 years. So I've been in business, but then I've been learning how to like kid a little bit more.
Be fun, yeah. Laugh, be silly.
Yep.
Color, do all the fun things.
Exactly. But I like bringing those into business and show people that business isn't boring and it can be very fun.
Yeah. It's interesting, your perspective. I love it. Now you were in school for a while, right? Did I hear that?
I was.
Yeah.
And part of the one of the reasons I don't go anymore is, one, I I did not really enjoy it a whole lot.
Okay.
And we travel a lot, and so there's not really any schools that work for us traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, that way I get to stay home, spend time with my family more, because
mm-hmm.
I haven't started my school again, because I am pretty much a fifth grader, but since I worked at, I can work ahead, I haven't started fifth grade yet, but yes, I'm homeschooled, and that, I enjoy doing that a lot more.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite part?
I think being able, well, I have two favorite parts. One, I get to sleep in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I get to be home with my family, and we can do more things together versus me going to school till 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I get to be home and spend more time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fun.
It feels good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about, we know our audience right now is mostly moms, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you from your perspective, being that you are a child and are building a business, you have an entrepreneur life, right? You're living that extraordinary life. Mm-hmm. What do you think that you could share with moms even here on the show that could help them to start their children on that direction? Like, we don't want to say that they decide for them, but what kind of assistance from your perspective could moms help their children with in that direction?
I think maybe start asking them if they want to go to a business conference. That allows kids, and just kind of, it helps get into seeing what happens, because
mm-hmm.
It shows them kind of the parts of business instead of having to start a business to learn it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can just go and watch other people do it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, like, even if they don't have like something they want to do yet, a business conference is a great way to get started on what do you want to do in the world to change it, and like, how do you want to make an impact? Because even just going and talking about something that you want to do, is people can help turn that into an elevator pitch, and you can start, kids can start doing that when they are talking to people.
Mm. So are you saying that even before they're able to do the business, that they can begin to talk about their dream that they see?
Yeah. Because if they don't want to do a business, it's still talking about a dream that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And a business conference is a great way to get talking about that more.
Fun. That sounds really great. So tell us the title of your book again, Neva.
When Pigs Fly, The Parent's Guide to Inspire Your Young Entrepreneur.
Very cool. And I love that.
Yeah,
I love the title. And when is, do you know when it's going to be released, or is that still not clear?
When is it coming out, my book? It's coming out soon. It's coming out this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone will have to stay tuned.
Yep.
And listen in for that. Yep. Because, I'm sure there are moms out there, you know, one of my encouragement is that no matter what a mom is doing, that she live her authentic life, you know, and so that would also carry over, that she would offer that same experience for her children. So I love that you're doing this in the world. And I love that, it's coming from you know, a young person's perspective. You know, adults can say things and try to guide our children, but it's really great when we have a young person who can speak to that as well.
Yeah, because I know what I enjoy doing mm-hmm. and what has helped me in this path.
Yeah.
And since I am still a kid, I can kind of help parents and say, this is what's helped me and may or may not help your kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it probably will give perspective. And that's what we're going for, right?
Yep.
Yep. Well, this has been a really cool, conversation between you and me. I love what you're doing. I love that you are opening doors of choice to people. If you had the power, which you might already have it, what is the one thing you would change in the world? Or expand, even. Are you still there? Neva?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
I would say the amount of kid business conferences I would like, because I enjoy being able to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are mainly for adults. So I think if kids were allowed into more, that'd be fun.
Very cool.
I'd enjoy it.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to be spearheading that too.
Yeah.
One of your projects coming up the pike, right?
Yep.
So if mamas want to expose their young people to more of what you're doing, where again can they find you?
They can go to nevaleerecla.com, NevaLeeRecla.com.
Wonderful. And they can find your podcast there as well as everything else about you, right? And what all the things you're doing. And they can participate in some of the projects that you're in, right?
Yep.
Exactly. That's really cool. So, Neva, before we sign off, is there any other thing you want to say to moms before we go?
I would say just be able to show your kids the path of experiencing their dream.
That's wonderful. And you have a motto. Perhaps today we can use that as our ending to the show, because we know that mamas are really a foundation in families. They really set the pace, and we want mamas to feel really good about themselves and to know their own superpowers. Yep. And as Neva says, go ahead, honey, you can say your motto.
Remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
And that is beautiful. So thank you. Heard it from Neva. So much for joining us. You've been listening to Superpower Mamas, and I'm so grateful you've been on the show with Neva and I. And Neva, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your beautiful wisdom and dreams. And we'll see you next time. So thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.